Welcome to the Mrs. Summit podcast. Hello and welcome to the Mrs. Summit podcast. I am Mrs. Summit. And today for this first podcast, which has taken much longer than it should have, I'd like to talk a little bit about Advent and the start of the Christmas season for the Catholic Church. First, a little bit of background. So anybody who's been following along with the blog is aware that I have a strong belief in a faith journey that God has asked me to embark on. I spent a number of years attempting to not head on this journey, and decided that it was more important to go ahead and give in to God's will and follow His path for me instead of my own. It has not been easy. I am a bit of a control freak in my life, and walking a path that is neither lit nor of my own design is a challenge. But God challenges each of us in His own way, and this is mine. So I am doing the best that I can, and hopefully I will be giving God glory in what I do. Advent, which is today's topic, I find Advent to be a very interesting time for Catholics and other Christians, denominations. I often hear from people that Christmas isn't important, it's Easter that's important. It is Christ's sacrifice for us that we should all focus on, and Christmas is just a distraction, especially given the secularization of Christmas. Now, since I was at Lowe's yesterday and saw a what had to be 20-foot Santa with a bag full of toys that blows up and can sit in your front yard, as well as a Santa in a bathtub and ads for Santas in hot tubs, I have to agree with the secularization part. But we, as humans, have allowed that to happen. It didn't happen overnight, and it certainly didn't happen in one big bang. And over the years, we, you know, have allowed stories of Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman to become a part of the Christmas story. And we've allowed businesses to push the envelope on when Christmas decorations begin to be sold and all that other kind of thing. So if you want to strip the commercialization, to use another word, of Christmas out of the story, and I acknowledge that Easter is the fulfillment of every promise that God made to us for our salvation, and Christ's sacrifice being the ultimate gift that God could give to each of us, I would counter for folks who believe that Christmas is not that important, that it is the beginning of hope for humankind. It is at the birth of Christ that God begins the fulfillment of a promise made to His people. It is the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of the Blessed Mother, who decided, without really even understanding what she was committing herself to, that she would give in to God's will in a way that most of us, especially myself, would have a hard time doing. When you look at all the people who are a part of the Christmas story, so you have Joseph, who is engaged to Mary, finds out that she's expecting a child already, decides to quietly divorce her to keep her family and the Blessed Mother from being shamed. And the Lord then speaks to him through the angel and says, hey, you need to still marry her, right? This is big. You're a part of it. Do the right thing. And he does. And then there are the wise men who know that something amazing has happened, and they travel across many lands in order to see what's happened. And not only do they recognize the greatness of the baby Jesus, but they also are informed that they need to go another route home in order to protect the baby. And they do. We have the Blessed Mother's cousin, St. Elizabeth, with St. John the Baptist, and, you know, yet to be born. And she recognizes when she sees Mary that she has seen the mother of her Savior. And when you look at all of these connections and all of these people who were brought into the story of salvation by our Lord, you realize that in those moments, with the birth of Jesus, the Lord begins to fulfill his promise to his people for salvation. And that is why I love Christmas. There is so much hope and joy. We are not yet aware. We are, because we're, you know, in retrospect. But at the time, nobody was aware of the pain and suffering and sacrifice yet to come. So they are hopeful and joyful and filled with love and happiness and peace. And how is that not just a wonderful feeling for us to carry through? That sense of hope that greatness is ahead and that you are a part of it. And that's really what Christmas is for us. It is a time of preparation for Christ, and then a celebration that he is finally here among us and is going to save our souls. Now, after the Christmas season, of course, we begin our preparations for Easter as a faith. But in staying focused on Christmas for the moment, we enter Advent today. And this is our internal preparation for the birth of Christ. 4 weeks for us to get our souls and our hearts and our minds wrapped around the gifts that he has given us. The gift of salvation through Christ being primary. But if you look around your life, there is very likely one or more things that you can be thankful to the Lord for, that you can say you are blessed because of, whether it be your spouse, Mr. Summit. I consider him a huge blessing in my life. Any man who can put up with me and is willing to marry me and be as wonderful as he is a saint in my book. My family, my friends, my opportunities, this gift that God has given me to be a part of his bigger plan, even though, you know, most of the time I'm scared and frightened and I'm not sure if I'm doing exactly what he wants. But it's all a blessing. Each of us is blessed, even in our darkest hours. And I've had my share. My listeners, I have certainly had my share, another podcast will go into all of that. But as you approach Christmas, and today's December 2nd, so 23 days, 22 if you're big on the midnight mass or the children's mass, to prepare ourselves to celebrate the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Think about how you manage to do that in the next 23 days. Do you use one of the booklets? So there's One Bread, One Body. There's the little blue book Matthew Kelly actually, I think it was last year or the year before, did a great book on Advent. if you're a Kindle user, there many of those books are available by Kindle, which is wonderful because I'm a huge Kindle user. And I like to have my meditations there because it just makes it very handy for me. And I'm not so great with little books in my purse. They seem to get lost. But, you know, figure out how you're going to do that preparation. WAU.org, the USCCB.org site, your local parish's website. Your parish may have something in the bulletin each week. Find something that works for you. And an Advent calendar or an Advent wreath, if you can afford one or create one, is also another good preparation tool. But really think about, and I'm doing this myself, listeners. I am only human, so I certainly am not perfect. This Christmas season, Mr. Summit and I are committed to really spending Advent in preparation. And do those things. Spend the 2 to 5 minutes that it takes to read through those meditations. Light the candles. Sing a short song. It's, you know, I would like to say that if people could give an hour or two a day into meditation and contemplation on the gifts that God has given us and the blessings that exist in the Christmas spirit and in the birth of Christ, you know, then I would say, please do that. But being pragmatic as I am, I recognize that it is highly unlikely that most of us have that kind of time after we work our day jobs and feed our families and, you know, goof around with whatever it is that we do after all those other activities are done. But spend 10 or 15 minutes. If you don't have 10 or 15 minutes, spend 5. And really contemplate, bring into your heart, listen to God's message for you, because He has one. He has one for us all. And in the quiet of that moment, which may be right after your alarm went off in the morning or right as your head is getting ready to hit the pillow, but in the quiet of that moment, and it may just be a second, while all the kids are sitting still while you light the candle, or while everybody is pausing to take a breath in between choruses in a Christmas song, listen to what God is saying to you. There is hope. I am hope. I am love. I am your salvation. And if you love me, as I love you, all will be well. If you would like some help finding something to use, you can certainly send me an email off of the MrsSummit.com website. You can also email the Mrs., so THEMRS, at MrsSummit.com. And I will, at some point today, I believe, if not in the next couple of days, post up a few things on traditions in preparation for Christmas. I will be praying for each of you who listen to this podcast. And may the love of Christ and the hope of Christmas and the joy of salvation be with you today and always. Thank you for listening.